Mike, how cool is this for you to be elevated to the title with offensive coordinator now?
I'm real excited about the opportunity. I mean, I thank Coach Wiz and Michael Bidwell and Rod Graves for believing in me to give me the opportunity. But as we go forward, I see things still operating as an offensive staff the way we've done. The program's been in place. We feel real good about it. The way I work with Russ, Russ and I have been together now for about 10 years now. So it still gives me a lot of input for the run game and protection adjustments that we have to make during a game. Obviously, talking with Coach Wiz, the rest of our staff does a great job with input during the week, with the game plan, during the game adjustments we make at halftime. So real excited as we move forward, but yeah, I'm real thrilled with the opportunity.
How did your day-to-day responsibilities change now? More paperwork, more scripting?
No, I don't think so. I've already been kind of operating in that capacity as far as scripting for practice, running our game plan meetings, the team meetings are for offense. So I don't see a lot of that changing as we go forward. But, you know, again, like I said, everybody has the input with our offense. And that's something that we've always liked to do here. I think Coach Wiz set that foundation that we've always been a group that we take input from the players, and we're always looking. We don't leave any stone unturned, really.
When it came to play calling, Coach Wiz kind of left that up in the air still. Is that a responsibility you'd like to have, or what are your thoughts on that?
Sure, I think everybody would always like to try their hand at that. Coach Wiz has been real good with me, though, over the years. He takes input during the game, and at some points he would give me some opportunities to do that. But that's an evolving thing that he and I work, I think, pretty well with. And, you know, again, the bottom line is always wins. So however we have to come across to get that, that's what we're looking to do.
How will things change, if at all, on the practice field?
I don't see things changing all that much either. During the offensive part of the beginning of practices, I kind of float around group to group trying to see what certain techniques we're trying to focus on for that week's game plan. And I kind of keep the clock for the offense on the field. And then once practice starts, then I'm trying to oversee everything. That's what I've done really the last 2 years. So I don't see that changing too much either.
We just joke that the plays that work will be the ones that he calls and the ones that don't work will be yours. Any thoughts on being the scapegoat in this offense?
Well, he's the head coach. So what do they say? It's good to be king? Is that what it is? No, like I said, he's always done pretty good with me as far as that goes, so I'm looking forward to it.
What have the last few weeks been like for you looking back at that season?
Obviously frustration. I mean, we're going through our cut-ups right now as a staff, and you do that process every year. We're going through it for evaluate our own talent, our strategy, techniques. And you see mistakes that we saw during the season that you work to correct, and for whatever reason, sometimes we weren't able to do that. So we're still trying to get better, and we're taking a look at those things and how we're going to have to improve going into next season. But obviously, it's been frustrating.
Anything surprising?
No, nothing surprising. I think there were some mistakes we were trying to fix, like I said, as we went along, and we're going to still work to do that here in the off season, and it's just part of the process that you go through.
Three different quarterbacks starting probably didn't help.
No, it gave us some different challenges, obviously. But, hey, I mean, in this business, and I think you've heard this around the league, no one feels sorry for anybody. I mean, it's our job to try to find a way to make what we have work. And I enjoy that challenge. And that's a big part of why we're in this business, and we didn't have the results that we wanted, and you know, ultimately that falls on us as a staff, and I accept that responsibility, and we're going to try to work, like I said, to get that straightened out for next season.
Coach kind of reflected on when he became an offensive coordinator for the first time, and it gave him an opportunity to grow as a coach. How do you see this opportunity as your chance to grow, and how do you think you will grow in that role?
I think everybody is excited when you get those opportunities. And I think it's something that you continue to learn. It was something that when I was a quality control coach, you're always looking at how you would evaluate it, how you would make those calls or decisions if you were in that in those shoes. And I think you talk to coaches along the way, you try to compare notes and try to prepare yourself should and when those opportunities ever come. But for me, really, I've always tried to maintain that I want to be the best at the job that I'm doing at this time and try to do that. That's what I'm hired to do. And should other opportunities come from that, then be ready to make adjustments when I have to, but excited to take on those opportunities. So, yeah, I think I'm really excited about those opportunities to grow. Obviously, you're going to have situations to learn more from, and I'm looking forward to going through that process.